NADDF. I saw when I was shopping for a while ago. So I have a 20 and a 40, and I've banged out a ton of contacts on my 20-meter hamstick. The best activation I did was on that with an A91. It was like 200-something contacts. The thing was phenomenal. And it was just on a mag mount on the roof of my truck. And then I also was able to get Alaska to work all 50. I remember I heard them at home at my old house. It was such a bad noise floor, I couldn't get to them. So I literally jumped in my truck, grabbed my battery and my 891. This is like middle of winter. Drove to a field outside of Armada, threw the hamstick up on the truck, and then hooked up the 891 and was able to get like a 5.9 out of Alaska from a field in the middle of nowhere. So I've had great luck with hamsticks. I got nothing against them. I'm actually going to start figuring out how to innovate with those and use those a little bit more. But I did see that they have the quick disconnects, which is probably the way to go. I mean, it's a little bit of money up front, but rather than screwing and unscrewing, screwing and unscrewing, and then I think I might have an adapter, too, for a tripod, which would be ideal for me, but I don't know how that works for the ground plane.